sorry.
That's all right. Don't be bashful. I can take it. Look, we'll live and learn. Believe you me, the second child is sometimes... Well, if you've had your bumps before, you can stay mm-hmm. out of the rut. I'm very proud of you. Do you need more paper? I can get it for you.
So you were telling us the story of
the Rand
82
family.
People. Uh-huh. Okay.
They were wealthy people.
Uh-huh.
Because those that were here, well, we lost track of them, of course. Mm-hmm. Because they are here in the city. We were out there in the country. We didn't have a chance even to meet mm-hmm. up with them.
But yes. In Europe, they were the ones, when you were still in Austria, it was the Rand family that was helping to finance people to send to Eretz Yisrael, Israel,
and
to...
Not only that, they seemed to have to make a home for them, a full year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was any number under the Turkish dynasty that had built colonies there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there that time, but I have, mm-hmm. I don't have records. I have people that put it on the mm-hmm. table for us.
So this was at a similar time of Theodor Herzl, I would think.
I think it was before that.
Really?
Yes, before the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Because of I don't know how long Mendel Rand, he passed away there.
Mm-hmm.
And they never brought him. It's a cemetery, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest, one of the chief objects of going. So you don't have to roll to get there. You know, we're all going to have to get there somehow. And that is the Keiklin. You know what Keiklin means? Rolling mm-hmm. under the ocean. You're looking at one, I've been there twice. In 64, I couldn't cross the Mungbaum gate there. The Jordanians had Yerushalayim, and Paul told them. They got it in 67 after that first. I said, you know, this is a general person. She knows just what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I went back with my Rebecca, and by the way, she was there from the Uriah family.
Mm-hmm.
He was just lost a relative. These mm-hmm. singers. Mm-hmm. The girls were just in our shalom, the same cottage. We're related. That was my first trip, and I went maybe 3 years ago to J.C. Slade Denton, his 45th anniversary wedding. We have planted a 2,200 trees for a forest on Denton's anniversary. Can't give you the name of the town because I didn't mark it down, but I was with them. Friday night in Jerusalem, we had a table the length of the hall there. I don't know if it was a hall or a place. It is 42 of us people on the table. A chazan and two room gems that he sang in a choir. I've never seen a Friday night a simcha to a greater degree. Another way, she was in the hospital for weeks, Betty.
How?
You know the Dinkins draw?
Could we would love to hear more about Israel and in your life with the show here later. Could we just focus on the Austria and Hungary story? If your father had this a very successful farm and successful business, first of all, who
it
would
wasn't
he?
His.
Oh, that's what I want to know.
It was the Rands. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, he worked for the Rands. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I also didn't tell you what, the same as the hub that this student asked me, what brought him here.
Uh-huh. Well, excuse me, did Mr. Rand, he owned all this land and the farms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was, each son had a farm, and uh-huh. gathered buildings to go with it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To me, I know only what I heard.
Okay.
I was too young. When my dad left to get to this country,
mm-hmm.
it was a week after Pesach,
mm-hmm.
He must have left either during the night or was that early in the morning? I didn't even get a kiss goodbye.
And this was in
1907.
And your father came first by himself?
Oh, yes. He was here almost, he was here from 7 till 19, December the 12th, about Hanukkah Lehel. And we haven't forgotten that day yet.
Well, do you know why he left Europe?
I'm ready to tell you.
Right.
Not because he just wanted to get away from the family. In 1988-91, he came to 1-1. He had to go in August with the government horses on a month of furlough every 10th year. Mm-hmm. This is how Frank Joseph had arranged, and this is how he managed to have horses where he wouldn't have some of the horse caretakers that he would have. It wasn't unusual that the recruits, the beginners, they couldn't stay on the horse, they didn't know how to ride. And if the horses heard the band strike up the band, you couldn't hold them back. Mm-hmm. Nine times out of ten, they had fun. But when they were thrown from the horses, they seen some more than fun. They seen some tears, too. Anyhow, to the government, the animal was costlier, was more worth than the man. When my father seen this, once was enough. Because come 1911, he'd have the same thing to do if he continued to do what he was doing. Didn't take him long to make up my mind. No doubt mother agreed to it because, after all, we were already five in Europe. Yes, I was the fourth, and the little Hummel couldn't be very long because she couldn't walk off the boat. She was afraid. And they carried her, I was already having fun on the deck, playing ball with the other bums at that age. Had no trouble, seasick at all. Mind you, this was a British ship, and I can't give you the name of it. We got on in Antwerp. Mm-hmm. Antwerp was Belgium. Mm-hmm. Stopped in London to pick up more passengers. How many of them were in that? Well, we weren't in the first class, but we weren't in the bottom class, so I don't know how to put it.
Before you left, when you were still there for a year and a half without your father.
More? Almost two? About two and a half?
Yes. What? How did you manage?
Well, that's a good question, and I can tell you the truth, though. I think the first check he got at St. Vincent came to Europe, my father. What did he get? Could he get at that time 50 kron, and it would be $20. I think two and a half Austrian, they call it the kronen, for a dollar at that time. What did they get at that time? Working for, there was, on Sunday they didn't work on the St. Vincent.
What was St. Vincent?
College in Detroit.
No. I'm in Europe. I'm talking about.
I don't know if they had any connections in Europe, but I'll tell you where I got where I benefited of being a so-called native of this organization, because through their foreman, and he had registered stock. When you have registered stock on a farm, you have more customers than you. Then you can handle. We came to a public sale, and that's the time we get together. When are you going to put me on the list? When you picture Carnation Farms, now this is a hearsay and theirsay. Got their start?
Oh, okay. We want to hear all about when you first arrived here.
Off of Ellis Island.
Okay.
Chaim Topolsky in Lake Road.
Did your had your father been here in Latrobe already, in Pittsburgh? He came straight to Pittsburgh?
No. We were in Kingston. That's when my younger brother was born. Uh-huh. He didn't get to Pittsburgh very fast.
Oh, I meant the Pittsburgh area. Why did your father come to this area of the country?
I didn't tell you that. His Czechoslovak I can't think of his name, but his leader of the group to where he served in the cavalry was brought in here ahead because they were operating 4 sawmills in the Ligonier Valley.
They
had 20 teams of horses in Latrobe and Ligonier.
Uh-huh.
And to get horsemen here, the way they were trained uh-huh. in Austria at the cavalry, the horses were worth more to the government than the man.
Uh-huh.
You had to know your business, and you sure got a decent rating where the others didn't know how to handle it. And I did come to that. He liked the Texas coats because they were thrifty and they had good feed there at that time.
Huh.
And any of the Western stuff. Well, my dad, come Sunday, you know, you've heard of Rhoda Bach out of Greensburg? It's like 10. They only had 2 lines of Pennsylvania Railroad that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were heading into the war. They knew it was coming. On Sunday, you had a chance to get a job on a railroad, so much an hour. He didn't make that in a day. So this is where an extra dollar came in.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a holiday also, the first thing you know, he was very much in Latrobe in the with the leadership and acquaintance. And Chaim Topolsky was you could call him the messenger from Ellis Island. He would come in, he was in the junk business.
Uh-huh.
Had about a block in Latrobe homes and a yard. His minion was in one of his properties.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Yemeni Royin came on from May till high holidays, he was already at the boss's house. Yes, he didn't quit intentionally where he had his friends and got a start. But it was no time, he was in Ligonier with a team of horses from Topolsky's setup that he gave him a lift. He could trust him because when he brought, may his soul rest in peace, when he traveled through Ligonier, yes, there were a lot of bad chuckles those days. He came to German before it was fluent. He knew the German language very well. Became to his time the Polish, he needed him very well. On a summer day, I'm talking about him being here alone. When you're coming up to my place, before dark, he'd give him an hour or two help, especially when he was all handwork,
mm-hmm.
handling hay. You'd have to see it and take a picture of the sacks that he knew how to build. Not only did he have a night's rest for his team of horses and other, they gave him a long feed for the animals for the day.
Uh-huh.
And sure, he'd have, sometimes he forgot to mark, but so-and-so John over there, he promised him. It's one thing my dad, if he said he's coming, come what may, he'd try, he would give us, don't promise if you can't make it. In Yiddish, you know, it's geschenk, you know. I never got a beating from him, but I sure remember that a handshake is an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was my father, and may his soul rest in peace. I don't know how he made it.
The man, the Czechoslovakian, that encouraged him to come over.
Oh, it just
was he a Jewish man or?
No, he was a tribe. He was at the St. Vincent because he had a relatives there.
An order, the religious order of the St. Vincent.
That's what they brought him in, and this is how he corresponded with them. He didn't know he was there. Okay, but the relatives that we had in New York, and one in the niece in Philadelphia, they were tailors, they were this, they were that, anything but spawners.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was looking for a farm from the day, I can't help to tell you when he got the first horses.
Uh-huh.
How did we get to the farm? around Ligonier and those mountain areas, practically every other farmer had a little distillery. Do you remember the jugs that we used to have, the crocks and jugs, some degree? Well, at that time, if you brought a jug in from the bars and the hotels, you got a nickel. It was Rivesti and Palena in the bars in Latrobe. And father was looking for a dollar. And it only took 20 jugs to make a dollar. They were glad that he came in to help out in the restaurant and the bar whenever he had a chance in the evenings and put these jugs aside. Well, when he got to tame the horses, he knew where to take them in the country where they needed them. Not only did he get a nickel, but he made more money on the returns of jugs than he did in the jug business. After all, you don't have to be the Gunsir Ashi to be able to think of that. Anyhow, here's two Italian boys, successful along, he helped on the railroad too, to come Sunday. Oh, who's going to go to work after they're drunk? Found out that he was a farmer. Well, they found out through some of their customers on their own. I could sell you milk on 6 5 engines. So it didn't take him long to get acquainted with these fellows, and they couldn't realize that he wasn't ashamed to come that he was Jewish, because whenever the days was Yom Tov, he was out there, he was at Topolsky.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so
I see.
This Topolsky took us off the train 9:30 on Tuesday morning from the, when we come out of Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had checked us out the day. At Ellis Island, whoever these Afnosis Olchim are, I'll never know. People that greet you in Yiddish, it's no trouble to get acquainted there because they were all seem to be Yiddish. One against the bank as we came on top of the ship.
Uh-huh.
Well, we all had to carry all we could already with the bags from Europe. My uncle had maybe given a Russian rye bread on the way just as a token from one of these uncles. Now, with all that food on the ship, who's going to worry about if a loaf of bread is in the suitcase or whatever the package was? Come the last day on the ship, I'll never forget it. Mother says to him, what is the use carrying a loaf of bread? Let's take it to the table. Well, I wish we'd had a camera. Snap the pictures. They sliced whoever was at the table was able to cut. The old-fashioned rye bread, there wasn't a crumb left from that meal. Then we got off the ship, it was almost dark. See, December got dark quick. We didn't get to the third Hanukkah lift here for the Italian, 12th of December. They gave us a bag of food. We ate a banana in the lifetime. There was a banana there, there was oranges there, we knew what to do with them, and I think an apple. It could have been I don't remember whether it was a hard roll or whatever it was.
Who gave you this food?
Afnosis Olchim, they were there waiting to see us.
Ah.
At Ellis Island.
Ah.
As the ship entered, and it was close to darkness.
Just volunteers that would
volunteers
come to?
Volunteers, they spoke Yiddish. It was such a blessing to there were Christians in the ship too, also. But they could, and we never, what could we ask them, or what could we tell them? They directed us what to do and what to do.
Uh-huh.
So we got checked out of Ellis Island. We got on the train, of little voice. I should remember whether we were asleep or even on the floor. But the truth is, what do you do with a banana you never ate before? You try to eat it?
With the skin on?
Sure. We knew what an orange was. They showed us what to do with it. We were curious, too. I'm not bluffing you. So where do I come from? I'm still learning. We got into Latrobe that Tuesday.
1909.
Father called, whenever he got to the telephone, that evening, did we make it? Mrs. Sapolsky answered, I think Mother spoke on it. She used to say, Das ist die, you know, Yiddish. Yes. And he was so thrilled to hear that we arrived. We stayed there till Sunday, and that was pretty close to their Christmas. And, you know, I already had a home rented in Kingston. This was a suburb of Latrobe. They could speak German. I don't know how much it was. She possibly would. She brought us in a bag of popcorn, and there was a lifetime colored. Must have been a 12, maybe a 20-pound bag.
That's how
Well, we had that, and we threw it at each other, and we had the best time for a Christmas treat. And did we have Hanukkah left? Yes. We were in Tulsi's house this Sunday for the Shabbos. We were there last night. And to this day, Chaim Tulsi, whoever we find our offshoot from, they had two daughters. One was married and she was a pistol. Yeah, I don't know how I know. Well, this is going back where I wasn't old enough to know what girls meant. My older brother kind of, well, he could talk their language, he could talk their language. He could tell things that I couldn't say. Anyhow, he was in love with the younger one.
Oh.
But he didn't make it because, after all, she married the doctor. There was money over there, the Kaplans, the Tobolskys, Daniel Millers, and the Greensburg Daniels. Yes, we could come to their house. And that helped to dedicate it to Shura and Ludwig in Greensburg in 1912. It was one of the became a member.
In Greensburg.
We didn't have nothing in Jeanette to go to.
Or Latrobe.
Well, Latrobe would bring the Sheikh Haddad once a week, either from Mount Pleasant. And the gentleman, Sobel, is the man's name. Rabbi Sobel.
Ronnie Sobel, Rabbi Ronnie Sobel's father. Oh.
Yes, he was
lived
there.
In Latrobe?
Came to my brother's circumcision. How do I know this? Because we went to Canton, Ohio, where he moved to, and he used to come in with the Mizrahi meeting from Canton to Pittsburgh. We had the pleasure of stopping in with us. And we received an invitation from the farms to come to his oldest son's wedding. Well, Anne, the sister, and the father, mother couldn't make it. She had just came from a New York trip. It's your turn, as you say in Yiddish. I drove there, it was on a winter day. The roads were nice, the camping, and it made it good nice to go home that night. Stayed there. The party was on for a long time. Breakfast came along. And how do I know all this? Because the sun was here to mine, I'll show you, the Irvinites, mine. Family. I have a picture of them. My brother's daughter, she's a registered nurse, and she goes on special assignments. We should all be in good shape. Four lovely children. The oldest boy is just engaged. He's 32, I think, story. The middle one is
no, wait, which brother is this now?
My youngest, David.
David Blyberg, and where does he live?
Delray Beach in Florida.
Oh, okay.
He's also left as a widow and lost his wife. Our Irvinites are members of our shul. And this is after we had all this connections in the peace work, because the Dave's wife was born and raised in the peace work. And Jenny Lindstrom.
Dave Blyberg, your brother?
Yes, he's the youngest brother.
Oh, and who was he married to?
Lucy, father was a tailor on Jenny Lynn Street. Mayors is their name. Oh, I think I can find it in the books.
Well, we'll think of it. That's okay. When you first came to the United States and you started telling us about the St. Vincent, now, could you tell us more about that place?
I can, because I benefited very highly from the St. Vincent store.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention that I was in touch with this gentleman that I couldn't get?
Do you remember his name, the Czechoslovakian?
No. That man I didn't know, but this man that I did business with, he was in living here.
Mm-hmm.
And his name, what's the matter with him? He was their foreman, and he had two farms, a millinery,
mm-hmm.
and also with sawmills. I needed what we call purlins under a slate roof for the barn. Jake Myers, the lumberman, owns him. And this man had two sidings from the railroad for boxcars to unload. So it gives you some idea. He had up to 200 employees. Built half of the alphabetical streets in the Western House, the town they have out towards Wilkinsburg, on both sides of where the streetcars used
mm-hmm,
to go,
mm-hmm.
off the boulevard. Well, those alphabetical streets Jake Myers built from Penn. How did he get the Westinghouse contract? Well, I'll never know, because he had the men to do it. There was
mm-hmm.
anything of a value. Well, take Jeanette with the beveled glass windows
mm-hmm.
of the banks,
mm-hmm.
mirrors. This fellow had charge. Well, they opened up, they had a factory in Arnold, American Window Glass. Yes, had about 700 steady men working three shifts in Geneva. Well, that gives you some idea how active. Well, this gentleman that was in Ligonier that had charge had helped Jake Myers with some of those lumber.
Myers, did you say, or Myers?
Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Uh-huh.
That was his name. Myers Lumber Company. Our from Bellevue, wood, jars of whatever they make. Bellevue, this is a Pittsburgh concern. It's got a plan now. Contempo has had it since, I'd say, about 2 decades now. Yes. Here he had where the boxcars would come in the building, two branches.
Mm-hmm.
With hundreds of people. And who helped to build it? The Italians. I know, because I had him as customers. And I knew he was a man over here named by name of Cash Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
He was the artist of designs. He was an American educated individual. He worked for years there in the family. Yes, they lived in Penn. Would you believe that Reverend Nash, a Lutheran church minister, La Havre, seen the tag of love in the truck, in the wagon I had, he looked, mind if I look at it? He could read me. He came to my father's on foot many times, just for the sake of him. The Squire Kiefer was the same. He had to have two rows handy for the garden next to the watering trough. He wouldn't have hard to carry the water. This was his justice of the peace. Have you got room for more?
Sure. Well, the St. Vincent, was this where St. Vincent College is now? Okay.
It's been there all
and this
time.
Was an order, a religious order?
Christian college.
Right, the Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so they sent people from Europe to establish here in La Trobe, St. Vincent?
I can't give you from their origin.
Right.
My estimation would be that it was the European Catholics that came there first,
mm-hmm.
because it was in an excellent area,
mm-hmm.
land. The land was given to you. My father had an opportunity to go to in 1912. And I can tell you what state it was. 70 miles from the city. My mother and her dad used a Pullman car in Jeanette Station for about a month, giving away, if you had two boys, you're entitled to 120 acres for each. $3 an acre just to make up the paperwork. And this was on a Pullman car, the government, if you had reasons that you could move.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil itself over there, the gas wells, it's a southwestern state. And I say 70 miles to get to a place where you could get a piece of kosher meat or something. Mother would no, she wasn't going to leave. And this was in 1912 when my father joined in the dedication show on Ludwig. That was mm-hmm. Ludwig is a suburb.